is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
Good afternoon and welcome to CAPES Live Day. Now we'll head back to Kansas Public Radio.
Thanks a lot, Kay. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, as well as online anytime for you at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got about 10 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour. Support for Live Day on KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu. And 715 Restaurant at 715 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 3 p.m. till late. More at 715mass.com. 50 degrees and rain on the KU campus. An 80% chance of further showers for the afternoon. Temperatures ultimately in the mid-50s for a high. And tonight, a low of 50 degrees. 40% chance of showers for the evening. Looks like showers are likely again for Saturday. A little bit of time until the news at the top of the hour. We'll spend a little time next with more music from the KPR archives and enjoy a performance by the Uptown Mandolin Quartet with a little something for you by Alexander Glazunov a la Española on Kansas Public Radio. From the archive of recordings made in the KPR Live Performance Studio, a little snapshot of where we were a few years back with the Uptown Mandolin Quartet and A La Española, a tune by Alexander Glazunov on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1 p.m. now, and NPR News is just up ahead. And Live Day continues on. We'll send you back to the Live Performance Studio after the news to hear David Colwell, violinist, and Ellen Summer on piano. To hear the music of Brahms, as well as a suite from Eric Wolfgang Korngold from Much Ado About Nothing. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute. Visiting fellow Jerry Seib moderates the midterm election 1 year out, featuring Amy Walter, editor of the Cook Political Report, on October 30th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And the Lawrence Jewish Community Congregation hosting the 62nd Annual Blintz Brunch and Bake Sale on Sunday, November 2nd. At 917 Highland Drive in Lawrence. Details available at blintzbrunch.org. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute FM 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan 99.5, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Law on the Air Studio here at KPR.
Thanks very much, Cordelia. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. And always online, of course, for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Hope you're enjoying the Live Day festivities. There's a little bit more still to come. In the 2 o'clock hour, it is back to the Lawrence Public Library for one more go-around this afternoon with Robert Farrago and music by Philippe Gobert, Antony Dvorak, Copeland, Elmer Bernstein. Quite a bit to look forward to in the next hour's performance. Support for Live Day on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis, performing the world premiere of a work honoring 15 KU icons on Thursday, November 6th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku cape.edu. Of course, don't forget to join us later tonight as Live Day continues with a Halloween concert at 7 p.m. tonight with Destiny and Friends. A wild night of spooky music and stories, all performed live at the Lawrence Public Library. That'll be tonight once again, 7:06, right here on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org. Well, we have just a few minutes now until the news from NPR at the top of the hour. Some minutes that we'll spend with pianist Sarah Rasmussen, recorded in the KPR Live Performance Studio in 2013, performing a sonata by Alessandro Scarlatti on Kansas Public Radio. Another one from the archives of the KPR Live Performance Studio. All the music you're hearing today is either performed live or was once performed live here at KPR, and that was pianist Sarah Rasmussen with a sonata, a pair of sonatas, actually, by Alessandro Scarlatti here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m. now, and NPR News is just around the corner. Followed, of course, by one more visit to the Lawrence Public Library for this afternoon with Kay McIntyre, and more live classical music on KPR's Live Day here on KPR.
And I'll see you there.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. As well as online anytime for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
NPR News, London.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio.
Good afternoon, and people to thank for making KPR's Live Day possible. Thank you to all of you who turned out at the Lawrence Public Library today. Thanks also to the many people who worked behind the scenes to make this possible, including Jason Sloat, Chuck Smith, Emily DeMarchi, Gracie Hughes, Jeff Watson, Daryl Brogdon, Steve Kincaid, and Amber Nickel. I'm hoping I'm not leaving anyone off. Oh, thanks also to our intern, Bryce. Thanks to Cordelia Brown back at the station. And, of course, thank you to the Lawrence Public Library for hosting us today. It has been our pleasure and our honor to be back at the Lawrence Public Library for KPR's Live Day. And with that, we'll send it back to KPR and Jeff Watson for 10 more minutes of classical music on KPR.
Thank you, Kay. Support for Live Day on KPR also comes from Eastside European, an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Delaware in East Lawrence. Servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com. And the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. All things considered ahead of 3 p.m., let's spend a little time with the players of Allegresse, with a trio by Jean-Michel Damasse on KPR.
Thank you.
members of Allegress with a trio by Jean-Michel Damasse here on Kansas Public Radio, as it is just about time for All Things Considered from NPR News at 3. And don't forget, tonight at 7 p.m., Live Day continues with Destiny and Friends at the Lawrence Public Library. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 3 o'clock.